where are you? This is Ed Curtis, and I'm waiting for you to... Oh, I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nicky Rich Show from my girl Nicky, and this is the hottest radio show on the planet. Girl, get it started.
Follow her, Instagram, Facebook. This girl is amazing. You won't. Say what's happening? It's your boy Shouty Allo, and right now you listen to the greatest show on earth, the Nick and Rich Show. Yeah, Shouty.
Nicky Reed.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And I'm your host, Miss Nicky Rich, broadcasting live right now. We're based out of New Jersey right now. Shout out to everybody in the Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York area. We will be leaving this weekend. We're excited about it. Also, we're based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and, you know, L.A. and Atlanta, Georgia. We're syndicated on the network College Underground Radio. And this month's issue of College Underground Magazine, I'm featured on the front cover. So thank you guys so much. But also, we're also heard on iTunes Radio, and we have that podcast for you guys, as well as TuneIn Radio. You can listen. You can listen right now on TuneIn to the Nicky Rich Show. And you already know, lastly, we can't give it up, but you know, NickyRichShow.com. You can check us out there. And we also have the podcast at NickyRichShow.com, where we feature artists, entrepreneurs, actors, athletes, and so much more. And we also give you the tools you need to be successful. And the Nicky Rich Show, right now, we are succeeding as we help you build your brand. We're succeeding. That means some people be like, what do you mean by succeeding? Well, as we do what we're supposed to do, we are excelling. On the back end, we are helping you to get to where you need to be, too. And for anybody that wants to know more about the Nicky Rich Show, we do have 500,000 listeners. So we're halfway there, guys. Yes, and we have 500,000 listeners right now. And also, as you know, I am the number one DJ on Reverb Nation for Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's just a little brief about myself. Tonight, I'm excited because we got a special treat for you guys. We got a very special guest. We got Miss Erica Key in the house all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And I see our phone lines are buzzing already. And I was talking with a radio station prior. So shout out to all the listeners out there. We're going to go to the phone lines with that one as well. But I definitely am excited about tonight's guest. So we want you guys to sit back, relax. The Nicky Rich Show is on. Tell your friends, tell your family. We got the chat room open. So if you want to chat with me, you can. We got our social networking sites available and open on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can go to Miss Nicky Rich as well. And you can go to Miss Nicky Rich Show, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. And you can email us if you got any music you want to send us. Make sure you email us and make sure it's EPK or Press Kid. You can also send us clean radio ready music. And you can also send us a bio. If you don't have an EPK, you can send us a bio. So we just ask for those things as well, and that will be for proper submission as well. So we want you guys to be a part of the show, and we're excited with so much we got going on. We can't express how the show is growing, but I can tell you we started from the bottom, and now we're going up to the top. But today, you know, with no further ado, I'm excited about tonight's guest all the way from Atlanta. We are talking with Miss Erica Key. So welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. How are you doing?
I'm good tonight, Nicky. How are you?
I'm good. We're excited to have you here tonight. And discuss your upcoming projects.
I'm thrilled. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. Now, tell us a little bit about Miss Erica.
Well, the name of my blog is Eating with Erica, and Eating with Erica is a food blog. I'm a food blogger. I'm a foodie. So pretty much on my blog, I showcase restaurants that you wouldn't normally hear about without me. Like, I don't showcase any chains. So I don't showcase the typical Ruth's Chris, the Houston's, or the restaurants like that. I go to the restaurants where there's only – it's exclusivity. And I showcase restaurants. I showcase the amazing chefs that make it happen, because without the chefs, the restaurant, the food wouldn't be there. And then I also spotlight your favorite celebrities by providing interviews and then their restaurant recommendations. And then in addition to that, I showcase new and upcoming wine and spirits. I also host dinner parties. And dinner parties I host is pretty much to showcase, to display a restaurant that is brand new, and then let my guests see, you know, how it is, and showcase various liquors and different businesses with cupcakes and just in the food industry.
Wow, that's truly amazing. And I love the idea. That's very creative. How did you come about this, I would say, this idea?
Ever since I was a little girl, my mom and dad, it would be a reward for me to pick out where we would get to eat. Like, I would say, okay, if you do good this week, then you can pick out the restaurant. So I would really go into, like, serious recon work. Like, I'm, like, 11 years old picking out Papa Joe's for seafood houses to go to. So then it kind of just became, like, my task. Like, my mom, like, hey, I need a 3-star restaurant. I need you to pick it out. And when it has to be American cuisine, and I'm taking 4 of my girlfriends there on Saturday, take us somewhere to go, figure out somewhere for us to go, and it'll be, like, 4 choices for. So that kind of became like the go-to girl for food. And then as I got older, I would just love to try new restaurants. I would kind of like, I would live to eat rather than eat to live. So it came that I would be the go-to girl, like, hey, where should I take my girl for the first date? Or where's a good place to have a baby shower? Or where's a good place to have a birthday dinner? So I kind of became the go-to for that. And I kind of just decided to put it on display for everyone to know nice, trendy restaurants to visit.
And you know what I love? I love that you showcase the chefs. You have the chefs of the month. I love that. And for the September chef of the month, it was Chef Aleem. And I like how you do that. That's pretty hot.
You know what? The culinary world is really evolving. It used to be that chefs was looked upon. It was very frowned upon. It wasn't as trendy or as cool as it is now. You know, we have so many television shows now, from Chopped to Hell's Kitchen to, like, you know, it's becoming a real high in demand occupation. And he was absolutely a pleasure to work with. For your listeners who don't know who Chef Aleem is, he is 2 Chainz's personal chef. And on their current album, they have the deluxe version. They collaborated on a recipe book. So it's kind of like wraps and recipes, if you would. And it's amazing. I've tried some of the recipes. He's absolutely a pleasure to work with. I'm so excited. I'm looking to collaborate with him on some projects this year. So I love it.
Wow. And who would have thought? Who would have thought of that? So collaborating, was that? So you mean to tell me that Chef Aleem and 2 Chainz, they have come up with a cookbook?
Yes. If you purchase the deluxe album, you will find that there is an insert with about 15 recipes, and the recipes are varying from your classic shrimp and grits to, like, asparagus, because I don't know if you know, but 2 Chainz has a very sensitive stomach. So when he has a chef, he doesn't eat any pork. He's very particular about his cuisine, and that's why him and Chef Aleem are a great team, because Chef Aleem really caters to his needs to that aspect, and he said he's absolutely the best chef. And I don't know if you know, 2 Chainz is a foodie as well. So it was really cool working with him.
And those are things that's neat to know, because a lot of people might not even know that about him. So he's bringing something different, you know, that more knowledge about the artist as well.
For sure.
Now, have you written anything else, I would say, besides just with Shivs? And have you done any other blogging, I would say, prior to getting with it?
This is my first blog, and I'm so excited. I launched this blog, and it's taken off to my wildest dreams. I started off working at Dining Out Magazine, and Dining Out Magazine is what everyone considers a food Bible. There are 12 Dining Out Magazine locations in the U.S., so we pretty much spotlight every major city from Miami to New Jersey to Atlanta to L.A., San Diego, and pretty much it has the hottest restaurants and great wine. And I did sales for them for quite some time, and I really got to see the behind the scenes, and that's when I started realizing how important chefs were to the business and how much of a contribution they make to the restaurant. And they're so, so talented, so many chefs. I've seen so many amazing demos and just amazing things that they can do with food. I am not a cooker at all. I always say I'm better making reservations than I am recipes. But it's amazing. I really loved working with the chefs. So after seeing all the hard work that they put in, I said, I think they deserve a section on the blog. But this is my first blog. I'm sure it won't be my last, but it's absolutely my favorite.
Now, going from, I would say, from restaurant to restaurant, how do you manage to maintain that shape from taste testing?
I work out. I can't say that I eat clean. I don't eat clean, but I have days where I ease up. So if I know this weekend I have to cover 4 restaurants, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is definitely going to be a salad day. And boot camp is my best friend.
Wow. That is hot. Well, I tell you, you making it happen. I'm so proud of you. You're an entrepreneur, and you are doing it. And you knew that you had a plan, and you said, this is what I want to do. And as you proceeded with your plan, it has been successful thus far. And I know a lot of people are reaching out to you. You have interviewed several celebrities. Go ahead and tell a little bit about that. I know you had interviewed several mob wives as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
I live in Atlanta. So, in Atlanta, we are pretty much Black Hollywood. We're the celebrity hubs. And a lot of people don't get a chance to have interaction with celebrities like we do. We go to Lenox Mall, we can see Usher, we go out, we see Jeezy, Drake, what I mean? But a lot of times, a lot of people want to see, you see celebrity fashion, you see celebrities, with their albums and their business, but you really never see about what the celebrities eat. So that was always interesting to me, what are they eating? Where are they going? What's the hot spot? So the section on my blog, I have 2 sections. It's called Who's Eating with Erica, and it's called Drinking with Erica. And the Who Eating with Erica is when I sit down, pretty much me and a celeb, we go to a restaurant, we critique the food, I talk to them about their favorite foods, their latest business endeavors, and we just discuss it over a meal. And then on the drinking aspect, I discuss, usually it's where I do my reviews for, the latest liquor companies and, different celebs, because a lot of celebs are branching more into the food and wine industry. So I talk about, I got a chance to interview Big Ange from New York Mob Wives, and she just launched her new wine company. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, good. I'm here. We love her. And, she knows. She has 2 successful bars, and we discussed her wine and, her upcoming events and, what was behind her new wine, which is amazing. And then I got a chance to interview Carla from New York Mob Wives, too, because she just launched amazing. She's launching her wine as well. And they're launching really different, new, innovative wines. Everybody, there's 1,000 ways to reinvent the wheel. It's just how you choose to reinvent it. And they're really, really kicking butt. So with Who's Eating with Erica, I got a chance to interview 8 Ball. And I I simply adore him. He has been one of my favorites since forever. And it's just, I always love to see, like, what are they going to order? And, you know, how do they like their steak? And it's just interesting to me. It's one of my favorite parts of the blog.
That is so awesome, I would say. That is so awesome. And not only that, you have also teamed up with fashion designers, fashion stylists as well. And you guys have an upcoming event. Tell us a little bit about that, Ian, as well.
We do. Me and my partner, Kennedy Badal, she is the owner of House of Badal. We're partners, and we have a showroom and an online boutique. The website is www.houseofbadal.com, and pretty much we provide amazing clothing. Pretty much, we like rare pieces. We don't want all the girls wearing the same things, because you know in this age, there's 1,000 boutiques. So pretty much, we pair food and fashion. Everyone has a boutique these days, so it's pretty much what makes our, you know, our boutique so significantly different than any other boutique. So we pair up with food and fashion. And, you know, we do, you know, shop and sips and, you know, pop-up shops in various cities. So it's really, really nice just to see, you know, I cover the food. I provide different foods for different restaurants, and then she provides the clothes, and we team up.
Well, I love it. And I know you were talking about this, like an uprise of culinary arts. Well, I tell you, fashion is in as well. So you have two major industries that you're working in, and your collaboration, I love it pretty much. Y'all are making it happen, like I said prior. And I think it's amazing just to bring two total different worlds together. But it also correlates in some kind of way.
Of course. Now, people are going to always eat and they're going to always dress.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, do you have any interns or anybody that help you or that you work with?
Right now I have a really good friend of mine. Her name is Megan Wilburn. She helps me with a lot of the blog. And then Kennedy Badal, she also helps me. But as far as interns, not at this point, no. It's pretty much just, it's pretty much me, and then I lean on them for support.
Awesome, awesome. Now, have you ever also thought about getting into another area? Not only just blogging, have you?
Yes. I will be launching my internet radio show, Cocktail Hour, with Eating with Erica. That's November the 6th.
Hey.
And during, you know we like our cocktails. So during that hour, we have a feature cocktail. And on November the 6th, it's going to be, I don't know if you've heard of a spirit. It's a cognac-infused wine called Bon Fun, which is absolutely delicious. I love it. And that is going to be our feature cocktail. And then I will have two special guests. And on my special guest, it's going to be an amazing lawyer of mine. He's a great friend. His name is Joe Watson. He's a great attorney. And pretty much during cocktail hour, he's going to talk to us about your rights during a DUI. Because, you know, sometimes you go out, you have one too many drinks, and you get pulled over. What exactly do you have to do? What don't you have to do? What are your rights? You have to stay in the loop. And then I'll be having a co-host, and we'll just talk about, you know, great cocktails. Where do you go for happy hour? What's a good place to take a date for happy hour? And then what are the best cocktails, and who's a good mixologist?
I love it. I love it. Just so much creativity here with Eating with Erica. To all the listeners out there, we are now speaking with our tonight's guest, Ms. Eating with Erica. You can go and learn more at her official website. And it's just so nice to sit down and talk with you. And I know you have so much going on from the event.
You know I love you. I love you, Nikki.
I know. See, I've had a chance to talk with you, and boy, I mean, you're so inspirational, because I don't know if anybody knows this, but you are really making it happen in such a short time. You know, you are doing it. You're making it happen.
Thank you. That means so much coming from you, Wonder Woman.
Yes, yes. And I just say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And if anybody wanted to get featured or interview with you or want you to make appearance at any of their events, where could they go to?
They could go to eatingwitherica.com.
Eatingwitherica.com, so they can check it out. And also, Erica, what we have here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, this is being displayed on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, as well as NikkiRichShow.com and College Underground Radio. So it's pretty exciting, you know, just to have you on here tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Now, is there anything you would like to share with the listeners? Any words of inspiration, I would say?
I would just say that in this day and age, I'm getting off the topic of food, so bear with me. In this day and age, I just want everyone to pay attention to your daughters and just really focus on teaching them how to be ladies. We have enough things going on out here to teach them to be otherwise, but just telling them they'll get further with class and being polished. Tell them we need more clear hug schools.
Uh-huh.
And I just think that's important to remain classy and remain polished. And I just think that I volunteer a lot with young girls, and I just take pride in our future, especially, you know, just making sure they're polished and they're ready for the world.
Most definitely. That's what we need to hear. That is what we need to hear right now. And not only that, guys, too, you know, we just need people like yourself just to go out there. You remember how we used to have mentors? I had a mentor. And we just need that mentor.
Oh, for sure. I always learn so much from people who are older than me, just in every aspect of life, on just what not to do, what worked for them, what didn't work for them, what to stay focused on. And I always get so much wisdom from women that are older than me that can give me such good advice. I always have, like, the best conversations, like, with my aunts, and then just, like, mentors that can just give you good, strong advice, that want to see you win, and that your supporters. I always say, if you're not part of the preparation, you can't be part of the celebration.
Exactly, exactly. And you know that preparation, that's where it gets really tough.
Late nights and early mornings.
Or late nights and late mornings. It might be an all day, 24 hours.
Oh, what a sleep.
Yes. Well, I tell you, you know, we're just so excited that you have come on. We have so many listeners listening, and even people right now are hitting me up on my social network insights that's telling me they're listening. And I want to thank Smooth the Dude of Smooth the Dude Radio Show for tuning in and calling in. He said he got a chance to listen in right now. And also I want to thank Miss Shauna. She's a radio artist, I would say. She's in our radio rotation as well. And she is listening in from New Jersey, Mr. Jonathan Mason of the ATO show, Biz Law. Thank you so much, entertainment and trademark attorney, for listening in. So many people, thank you for all your support, everybody. So, you know, I love to see everybody. If you tell us you're listening in, we're going to shout you out. That's what we do here at the Nikki Rich Show. And you know what? And we're not just going to have you just come on today. You know, we always build with our guests. We don't just have a person come on and that's it.
No, of course not. We are building for sure, Nikki.
Yes, and you know, I got to come to Atlanta. We can have a live interview as well and just sit down and we can go to one of those restaurants.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I just thank you so much for being our guest. And after the show, we're going to get you the link so you can check it out and hear yourself.
Oh, dear. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome, and we welcome you back anytime. So if there's anything that we can do to be a part of your movement and continue your support, we're here.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Oh, thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome. God bless you. Everybody, you were just listening to Miss Erica Key of Eating with Erica. We want you to follow her on Twitter at Eating with Erica. We want you to support the movement. It's all about networking, and she has an amazing network going on right now. And if you want to learn how you can be featured with Eating with Erica or be one of those chefs that she can interview, all you got to do is contact her. It's all about just building that network. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back for our second half of the show, and we're going to display our independent artist music. But right now, we're going to go to Miss Kiana Evans, and this is Love Somebody.
How far would you let me fall?
You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. That was Miss Kiana Evans, and that was Love Somebody. It's about that time. We got time for our independent artist moment, where we give our independent artists the spotlight. And again, we want to welcome you back to the Nikki Rich Show. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And once again, I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. And we want to take out that time for our independent artists. We got new music from Miss Daeshauna, and this is Runaway.
Love you gave me.
Nikki Rich Show. You're just listening to Miss Deshauna. That was Runaway. I knew music from Miss Deshauna. Also, to anybody that's listening out there, you can give us the feedback. Please give us feedback by emailing us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Again, it's NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Right now, we're going to go to the one. I think I love her, and this is, I love her.
She got her and I love her. take a step back and analyze. All these real telling all these lies. All us other dudes all choosing moving silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't getting no mileage.
I guess all these winning and they real too. So when they open their mouth, they should reveal truth. I don't speak on too much, but I can feel proof. I swear I leave a faded like they still fruit. That's why I keep my circle small like a molecule. A couple dudes dropping work, a few thousand jewels. I'm just confused like difference between Gentiles and Jews. These boys sitting on their ears like wet thousand shoes. That's a metaphor you probably gotta think about. Everybody said they next, I'm finna ink them out. But in the meantime, go ahead, bump your gums. As I evolve to the man that I must become. If you speak facts, you never have to say much. If these real, Lord, you gotta save us. All they do is write scripts and talking. Sounds like a hell of a role, but never picked. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choosing moving silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Had to take a step back and analyze. All this real, telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choosing moving silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Posted in my grill talking cheese. Said he got a big deal on the table, 50 G's. Said he known for toting work. You know I'm talking trees. Said he got a group of that'll fall to their knees. Whispered in my ear, then he said a little fee. Then he said, let's keep it on the hush like Mrs. V. Sweet like listen tea, but dog ain't even thirsty. My girl left the crib, so I'm only here for work. And just finished up my show, so that's what I'm finna dip to. Pause for a minute. They said I need a lift, dude. I paused for a minute. I'm thinking where you ride at, where you hope to like to ride at, where you ride at. Talking all this bitch, then you ain't even in the game. In the club solo with no hope, nobody know your name. Flexed up and simply on that fraud. Put at the end, be on that guard. Had to take a step back and analyze. All this real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choosing moving silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Had to take a step back and analyze. All this real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choosing moving silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Ain't forget about these rappers that be lying too. Making stuff in they rhymes cause it sound cool. Always talking about this label that designed you and sweated to be thugging, but can't nobody find you. They say that real recognizes likewise, but you gotta realize the real lies the same as white lies. Gotta realize the real guys that do just like guys acting in these movie roles big time with paint dyes. I portray the lifestyle of a young man. Never had gourmet, always was the store brand. Always had a sweet tooth but can't picture with no short rib. But now the white man up in my pocket is all assorted. Kept it real from the first to the 16th. Never had to try to, just part of my instincts. My character never got a vouch for. It speaks for itself, that's why I'm often with my mouth closed. Had to take a step back and analyze.
Y'all wanna dedicate real, this to all the real dudes out there, man.
And all those other dudes all choosing moving silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't
no
mileage.
They always tell them how they real, you know what I mean?
Back and analyze. All these real dudes.
You know them old, my life is like a movie,
yeah.
Fucking right, baby.
Yeah.
You know who it is?
Alright.
Right, baby.
Yeah.
You know who it is?
Alright.
Give you a front row seat to my life as a visual. Raised a little different, verified individual.
Yeah.
Came through the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, hope you approve as a fan. Been through a little shit, got a lot to tell.
I promise to do as I always do.
You know I never tuck my tail.
Keep it 100.
It's that you took the time to listen. I ain't here to change the game, I'm just what the game is missing.
I grew up in a household kinda strict. My mother didn't play no games or didn't take no shit. Then she was a preacher too. Imagine what that be like. Felt like I was locked down in the prison and had three strikes. I'm like, Mom, Blake did this and he did that too. Last week he threw a party, this week he got a tattoo. They said that it was gnarly, I can't attest if that's true. Blowing trees like Marley, getting sucked like vacuums. You said he ain't your son, tell me something I don't know. Anytime you give me your inch, I seem to want more. I mean, I want some time with a bad bitch, some
tired of chilling with these boys, cause they ain't Catholic. I wanna pull up, have some show up, check out what that be like, and what's the big deal? Spend a couple of dollars and pop a couple of bottles, probably might throw up, but fuck it, I'm trying to just live.
Front row seat to my life as a visual, raised a little different, verified individual.
True.
Came through the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, hope you approve.
Ain't ways like motives, man.
Got a lot to tell, never been a coward though.
Don't ever doubt.
Never tuck my tail. Get to know
one
me,
to really
took the time to listen. Ain't here to change the game, I'm just what the game is missing.
Shelter like a homeless dude trying to eat. Couldn't score with the girls that promised to play with D. Some of them made threats with the heat, so I tend to watch my words carefully when I speak. Never touched, but seen work in the trap, so I rarely bought shoes or ever purchased a cap. Back then the girls liked the dudes with the fancy. Now some of them flitting sales like Tom Clancy. Well, there was this one girl I used to cut with, used to manage the ball team, found out she managed real well. Had time for every on the team to hit. Ended up pregnant, guess she forgot her damn pill. So she hit me like, you wanna sit, what? I'm on the pill now, never heard that before. I'm 17, what the f*** you think a n- did? Bad decision, white girl with a n- kid.
Front row seat to my life as a visual.
That's a true story right there, man.
Verified individual.
And that's
came
crazy.
Came through the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, hope you approve as a fan.
My last 5 months of school, man.
Got a lot to tell, never been a coward though. You
I
know
I
never
had
stuck my tail. Get to know me, that you took the time to listen. I ain't here to change the game,
it worked out.
The game is missing.
So I tried to be a good quote-unquote father, while other girls sent me down a totem pole father. Don't know how to take care of this old daughter. First off the bench, finally turned starter. Feels like I'm dead cause of this, but I'm no martyr. Stuck here going nowhere, no train, no martyr. Still gotta get the courage up to tell mother. Probably gonna be sad, but I know she still love me. Finished high school and started up with college. A plan backfired, she was aiming for my wallet. The test came back and said, nah, you ain't the father. Happy as a mother, sad for your dollar. Quickly got my phone and then I shot at the text. Results came back in as negative on the test. Good luck with the that you choose to summon next. Congrats on my freedom and you losing your respect. Bye.
Front row seat to my life as a visual.
Man, I'm so happy when I got that phone call from the court. Man, jumping up and down in the dorm room.
Got a lot to tell.
In the back of my head, I'm like, damn.
You know I never tuck my tail.
Coming on the Mari show.
Get to know me, that you took the time to listen. Now you're here to change the game. I'm just what the game is meant.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest video station.
Real talk, true story.
That was new music from the Miller McCoy front row. Winding things down here tonight. We got one more artist to play tonight. We got Young Guidance, and he got some music, new music, Do Something. We all about to do something this weekend, so we are excited. We had a great guest tonight. We have Miss Erica Key of Eating with Erica. Great show. She brought it tonight. And I would like to take the time to just thank all the listeners, everybody that showed love, that called in, and also just let us know that they were tuned in. Thank you so much. And tonight we leave you by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless. And tonight we leave you with Young Guidance. And this is Do Something.
High volume.
What up with it? Where you got it? Gonna drop it. New track. Do Something. Pain Lane music movement. Make me want to do something. What you dancing on the stage? I'ma do something. Showing hella cash.
Memphis. ATL.
That fat, wet, juicy, make me wanna do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast.
No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. Young Guidance in the building. I brought hella cash. I ain't send you with the paper, blow it hella fast. Dollars and diamonds for your two double D's. Traveling the globe, I do the same overseas. My trap doing numbers, so I make it rain. Ask your girl about me, she if the pangolin. Petite little freak, she do a thing for me. So it ain't nothing for me to drop a little change, homie. Nice thick something, make me blow it quick. Break out and be clown. Baby girl, is you down? Rest in peace, Tupac, baby, I get around. Yeah, them haters gon' frown the way you're putting it down. But I could really care less with us, I run this town. Let's make a deal, but you could never play me. Crisp $100 bills, call me Wayne Brady. Snowball effect, showing love, never acting shady. That fat, wet, juicy make me wanna do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. Climb to the top of the pole and do something exclusive. The way she slide down main is short and seduce you. Going corned beef like every day St. Patty with a pocket full of green. Catch me tipping strippers gladly. I blow a couple hundred cause my mind is on billions. Snowball effect, pangolin, we in the building. Ain't no secret what I do in secret, man, I go down. And my pockets feel no pain, Novocaine got them numb. Topping bottles, baby, I'm in the VIP section. Helly cool with all the dancers, so they showing me affection. Money tall like erections, diamonds that give off reflection. Red beam on my strap, yeah, I use it for protection. Sliding through the alibi, I keep it real, ain't got a lie. Pop that B-hole for Joe, let them know you're about to dope. Money thrown to the ceiling, but it end up on the floor. Money thrown to the ceiling, but it end up on the floor. That fat, wet, juicy make me wanna do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. That fat, wet, juicy make me wanna do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash. I'ma throw this cash.